This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Herbert Burke of Immaculate Conception Church of Forest City, North Carolina.
I don't know if any of you are fans of the Forest Side comic series. I'm a big fan, and one of my favorites is where the little boy's at the table eating his food, and the mother goes to the door, and there's this monster like Frankenstein at the door, and the caption on these says, as a matter of fact, we do have a little boy here who won't eat his vegetables. So when I read this second reading here, you know, St. Paul has a tendency to say things, I think, that probably rub women the wrong way. He's got a few quotes that, you know, I figure, boy, he's going to get it when they get to the next world. He's going to have all these women wanting to beat him. So let's see if I can save St. Paul from some trouble here. So first of all, the line in question, let those having wives act as not having them. And I always kind of picture this Far Side comic version of this where the guy's reading. He says, honey, the Bible says, let those having wives act as not having them. And she turns around and says, Harold, you already act like I'm not here. So in any event, you look at that and you think, well, that doesn't sound too good. What's he talking about? So if you take it in context, it helps a little bit. So he goes on to say, you know, those rejoicing is not rejoicing, those buying is not owning, those using the world is not using it fully, for the world in its present form is passing away. So what does that mean? Well, St. Paul is attempting to remind us that this world, and even those relationships we have in this world, are about to be changed. Okay? So, it says in Scripture, when Jesus was asked about, you know, the woman that was married seven times, whose husband will she have? And he says, no one. He says, for you will be as the angels in heaven who neither marry nor are given in marriage. So the relationship between the husband and wife is a beautiful thing. It's created by God. And, you know, the love that they share is wonderful. But, you know, till death do us part. Now, St. Thomas says that there is a special relationship, a special friendship between husbands and wives, you know, in eternity. But it's not the same as it is here. So what we need to understand, St. Paul, and you can reverse it, those having husbands act as not having them. Now, his phraseology, I think St. Paul sometimes doesn't use the best terminology and perhaps leaves things open for ambiguity. But in any event, the point that he's making is to recognize that there are limitations in all human relationships, and that the ultimate relationship is that with God, and that the relationship that we have with each other, husbands, wives, fathers, mother, whatever, is all connected to him. One of the things that I believe is going to happen on the day we meet God is that we will see the connection between all the love and familiarity with our family members. You know, I miss my mom and dad incredibly. But I think God is going to show us how intimately connected he was to all the love that we experience in the world, and that it ultimately had its origin in him. It comes from him and through them, through our father and mother, husband, wife, sons and daughters, brothers, sisters, and our friends. And that ultimately is his love coming to us through them. And so the love that we are preparing for in this world is the everlasting love of God. And so it's important for us to be prepared. So St. Paul is kind of making a statement that reminds us, you know, of recognizing that the fullness of love, the true everlasting love, is that love that we will have with God. It says in the Old Testament, you know, your builder shall marry you. Christ's bride is the church. So there's this incredible intimacy that we will have with God. So when we look in the gospel, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is in hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So what does that mean? This is the time of fulfillment. It's the time of fulfillment of the love of God, because Jesus comes and gives himself on the cross, but it's also the time of fulfillment for our love of God. This is the time for us to manifest through sacrificial love of God and neighbor our part in this divine romance. So the reality is, you know, we can pass from this world to the next world at any time. We have, you know, a brain aneurysm. We're all 1 second away from eternity. Now the day may come down the line, you know, whenever. But, you know, it can happen anytime. I saw a friend of mine, and he was talking about how can someone die, you know, all of a sudden. I said, you can die anytime. You can be perfectly healthy, and a meteorite can come and hit you. And you say, well, that's ridiculous. Well, there was a woman in Georgia, you know, a few years ago, who was sitting in her living room watching TV, and a meteorite crashed through the roof of her house, went through the floor and underneath, and like damaged her house significantly. Because these are giant balls of iron moving at thousands of miles an hour, and usually they burn up when they hit the air. But sometimes they're big enough that they can make it through the atmosphere and the air and not burn up. And these things are hitting us all the time. So you've heard of the shooting star. What do you think that is? You know, you don't want to get hit by one of those. So it's unlikely. You're probably more likely to win the lottery. But still, the point is that you can go at any time. So we need to be practical about it and recognize that we are here to prepare to be with the Lord. So this is the time that he has given us. The kingdom of God is at hand. So again, at any moment, we can be called by the Lord. And we will ultimately have that last and final most important appointment in our life where we meet face to face with God. Now, I don't know about you. I'm sure we all have questions. I have a bunch of questions that I want to ask God. But I'm pretty sure he's going to have some good answers. I'm really worried about the questions he's going to ask me. And I've got two answers so far. Weakness and stupidity. I'm working on the list. It's going to grow. Okay, Lord, weakness and stupidity. I'm, you know, please have mercy. So we got that, because the judgment is going to be a very serious moment, let me tell you. So, repent and believe in the gospel. So, the most important real estate we have in life is our soul. Okay, that's what's got our name on it, and the things that we do. So, repentance. Many times people think that's kind of a once and done thing. You know, once saved, always saved. Wrong. Doesn't work like that. So, the reality is there's the big moment of the repentance where maybe we turn back to God if we've been away from him, or maybe we never left. And that's a blessing too. But repentance is a daily, ongoing thing. You know, just like you have your car, you buy your car, it needs maintenance. Okay? You buy a house, it needs maintenance. Well, your soul needs maintenance. So the repentance is an ongoing daily thing until the day you die. So you should be doing an examination of conscience, not just when you go to confession, but every night before you go to bed or at some point in the day. Because you're getting ready to meet the Lord, to be with him forever, not till death do us part, forever without an end. And so getting to know the Lord, loving the Lord, experiencing his love for you is very important here and now. This is the time of fulfillment. And so before you go to bed at night, you should be thinking, how have I failed to serve the Lord, and what could I do better to improve? Just like, I'm assuming, husbands and wives, you know, they work on their relationship. They try to do a little better to please each other, the spouses, to keep the relationship going. Well, it's the same way with us. We need to be looking at our relationship with God and trying to improve it. Because if we don't, you know, I've seen people who, they're going to church, and they seem to be fine, and all of a sudden they disappear, and they've lost their faith in God. Like, what? What happened? Because we don't do the maintenance. And the bad guy and the forces of evil are trying to destroy our faith. They want to chip away with it. Temptation, sins. So our behavior influences our belief. That's why the words repent and believe in the gospel are close to one another. There's a reciprocal relationship between our behavior and our belief. Repent and believe. So if we fail to repent, if we fail to pray, if we fail to pay attention to God, you know, like the dentist's joke, ignore your teeth, they'll go away. You know, same thing, ignore your faith, it'll go away. So the faith should be something that is paramount in your daily routine. You should be remembering, The Lord is there. The kingdom of God is at hand. Am I aware every day the kingdom of God is at hand? Am I repenting? Am I maintaining my soul? Am I praying? Am I examining my conscience? Am I working on improving? Jesus says, you cannot be my disciple unless you deny yourself daily, take up your cross and follow me. So it is a daily denial of something. You know, even if you just deny yourself 5, 10, 15 minutes for whatever you want to do and give it to God in prayer. There's one denial. So the importance of recognizing what God has called us to do. And so this is one of the most repeated phrases in the gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus says this many times throughout the gospels. And it's the core message. And it's a reminder that we need to be working on this every day. So there is an intimate connection between this world and the next. So what we do here, ultimately God gives back to us. So we're all worried about our judgment. You know, I talked about weakness and stupidity, whatever, talking to the Lord. Well, the fact of the matter is what we give him here in judgment, he gives back to us. If we believe the Lord is worthy of our time and energy and life and of the love of our heart and the attention of our mind, studying his word, praying, seeking to keep his commandments, well, he says, welcome into the kingdom. We've been together all these years. You know, you found me worthy to be a part of your life on earth. Well, I believe you're worthy to be a part of my life in heaven. Enter into paradise to be with the Lord. But if we take the other approach, you know, I don't have time for God. I got important things to do. And instead of treating the world as if it's passing away, not using it fully, we're treating this world as if it's permanent and eternal. And we're putting all of our energy and life and love and time and resources into this world. And neglecting God. I don't have time for God. Too busy. Got places to go, people to see, things to do. Well, then you get before God at your last judgment. And what does God give to you as a judgment? The same judgment you gave him. Well, you didn't want to be with me. I understand. Don't want to bother you. Well, we have a place you can go where you won't have to be with me for eternity. You don't want to go there. Not a good place. Because we're made for God and by God. And you know, our hearts are made in, you know, in his image. So there is no substitute for God. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. God alone is my soul at rest. So St. Paul is letting us know, you know, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. You know, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully, for the world in its present form is passing away. Jesus says that this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Again, hopefully we've got 10, 20, 30 years, whatever. We don't know. Again, we're all one heartbeat, 1 second away from eternity. I mean, you're probably not going to walk out in the car, look up in the sky, and worry, Father's talking about meteorites. Has one got my name on? I mean, that was just trying to make a simple point, that there's thousands of ways for us to die, and that we could die at any moment. So we need to be conscious of the kingdom of God. We need to be working on it every day. And so the happiness that we seek, and many times we're tempted to seek it in this world and even in sinful things, the happiness that we seek can only come from God. He is the source of life. Everything that is comes from him. It says in the book of Acts, in him we live and move and have our being. He doesn't depend on us to exist. We depend on him. And so the life that we seek, the love that we thirst for, the truth that we seek to know, all of that is in the Lord. The Lord is the source of all life, all truth, all love. And so the kingdom of God is at hand. So we need to work every day on that relationship with the Lord so that on the day that we meet him, we are ready to be with him forever.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day featuring Father Herbert Burke of Immaculate Conception Church of Forest City, North Carolina on Carolina Catholic Radio AM 1270, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.